Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people. I am Mr. Brown.
Hey everyone, this is Movie Mama.
And as usual, it's Steve.
This week we are reviewing Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
What began as an online movie called Four-Eyed Monsters.
And
Hula Girls.
Hula Girls. But first, what's showing this week?
Very angry piece of newspaper today. Oi!
Oi! This week, a lot of stuff showing.
Yep. I think one of the most anticipated movies of this month. Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
No money to buy.
Next week, we will review that one.
Yeah.
Because
we are going to watch it.
I'm quite excited.
Before
soon.
You.
Michael Bay, Transformer. I'm going in with a bit of trepidation.
Hey, I'm going to catch Shia LaBeouf. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
LaBeouf,
he's the Hollywood it boy at the moment.
Yeah. So robot people come to Earth and fight and
one
all
want
that.
To protect, one want to destroy. You all seen the posters.
Then they from transform the truck, then become the robot, then robot become the car.
Yes.
And all that. So that's Transformers. What else is showing? Surf's Up.
Oh, yeah.
Incidentally, having the voice of Shia LaBeouf as Cody Maverick, the penguin who surfs.
The young man, right? Very talented.
Yeah.
What's Surf's Up about?
It's another penguin movie. And I went in and I was thinking, because I'm a huge fan of Happy Feet, I was like, nah, this one cannot make it, right?
Right.
Went in there and it was actually quite funny, but not the ha-ha funny. It was just a very, very simple sort of a story.
It wasn't slapstick.
Story. Okay.
Yeah, I was quite surprised it wasn't slapstick, actually, you know? But it was really about a young penguin's, again, determination, right? To make it to the biggest surf competition like ever. And so, of course, you follow his journey, lah.
Yeah, and it's got the voices of marvelous actors like Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
John Hader.
Yeah, so it's actually quite entertaining. I highly recommend going to watch it if you want a feel-good sort of thing.
Also, making a comeback, and he's still botak as ever.
Bruce Willis.
In Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4 is gala premiere this week.
Tonight, in fact.
Tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, on the day that we record, Tuesday night, and we don't got tickets.
That's another one I'm kind of like, are they going to mess it up? Is it going to be as good? I don't know.
You can't go too wrong with the Die Hard formula.
Yeah, yeah.
Big explosions, big bad guy, big botak.
He's old already, yeah. He finds himself in a bad situation.
He's going to wear his white singlet thing.
Okay.
He's going to end up very barefoot and very dirty.
Okay.
It's pretty much what happened. Yeah,
action flick. I love action flicks. I'm sorry.
I wonder whether Carl the Cop makes a comeback in this movie.
We'll watch and let you know. On to review time.
See what show? See what show? Review time.
Brown, you first.
Me first. Okay, I took one for the team and I watched Rise of the Silver Surfer, dude.
Jessica Alba and Friends
Part 2. Okay, Invisible Woman, aka Sue Storm, and AKA Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards is busy with world-shattering matters. Their wedding. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Walao, your punchline, ayo.
Okay. Their wedding is like the royal wedding of America, like that. Then they're very stressed, and then the attention.
Is it like Bionic Woman marry the $6 million man?
Worse. Yeah, more stress. And it's starting to wear them out because of the tension, the paparazzi, and it's straining their relationship, that kind of thing.
Then don't need smoke machine, what? Just get that fire boy to go in.
Oh, yeah, no need. Barbecue, very easy. Call human torch.
That's
fine. And then, I ordered medium rare.
Then the US Army, right, approached this Reed, right, to build some kind of device to track some kind of anomaly, you see, because there's this meteor that's been flying around Earth and then giving off its own energy and disrupting the Earth's, like, whatever fields.
Ate a lot of beans for dinner.
Yep.
See, anomaly.
And the Silver Surfer appears. Okay, he's like the Herald of Galactus.
Why are you destroying our planet?
I have no choice.
Why are you trying to destroy us?
I am not the destroyer.
Yeah, his voice is Lawrence Fishburne.
He looked like he was designed after the Oscar trophy.
Yeah, he actually looks like T-1000. And the Herald of Galactus, he brings bad news. Earth is about to be destroyed to make way for the new intergalactic highway.
Wrong movie lah, de.
Hey, salah. Okay, it's about to be devoured by collectors who eats planets for breakfast. Langgar the microphone.
Planets, the breakfast of champions.
Oh, planets, breakfast of champions. That's quite good. And Dr. Doom. Yeah, you can't get enough of Dr.
What's
Doom.
Love Dr. Doom.
Oh my lord, what's wrong there?
What's wrong with you? He returns, okay? And he does this whole Emperor Darth Vader scene where he goes,
"Together, we could be unstoppable. Anything would be ours for the taking."
Silver Surfer, join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son. Like that,
wrong movie, oh lah.
You know, it really, really is almost like that. Then Silver Surfer's like, get lost. Boom. Kick his ass. So, Silver Surfer don't friend him because he's very busy flying around like the T-1000 with the surfboard. And then what makes it worse is that Silver Surfer disrupts the human torch body. They when they make contact, every time he touches one of the other guys in the Fantastic Four, their powers switch. Oh. So it's become comedy material and also potentially danger.
Yeah, I think I saw a clip of that in the trailer.
Yeah, they
right?
touch,
yeah.
Then suddenly he become Invisible Girl, Invisible become Human Torch.
Oh, so there are like scenes of naked Jessica Alba.
Again, but in flames. There were more gags in this movie than part one. Less campy, more humor. Then like there's some moments where he does dancing. He went to Human Torch brings him to bachelor party. Then he dances. Then you know he twists his body in a very funky way.
So it shows them more comfortable with their powers.
They are.
Movie which you know shows them using it for practical reasons.
Yeah, they're more comfortable with each other also. So
still
like,
not gonna watch it.
Okay, but Sue uses her power to hide a zit, for example. This kind of thing, like, you know, quite funny.
Left power, right power.
Yes. Jessica Alba, hot as usual. They really, really show her off like a Barbie doll. Yeah, there's like wedding Jessica, there's superhero Jessica, there's nerdy with specs Jessica, there's even
you
Japanese doll Jessica.
You can see the merchandise.
Yeah. She's very creepy. She has this blue eyes and the blonde hair. Mm-hmm. That's a bit creepy. Galactus, very, very disappointing. Fans of the comics will be in shock at what the movie did to their favorite devourer
of
worlds.
Fans of the comic won't even bother watching.
True. He's this big cosmic giant guy, right, with a purple outfit and the hat, right, with the cosmic horns, right? Here he is,
cosmetic.
In this movie, very sad. I mean, how much does it cost to make a giant man? You know what I mean? Like, you just
more
get big guy, make everything small, and just have him walk around big, lah. But no, they spent all the money on Silver Surfer's animation, and then he's just a cloud. It's very sad. Big fat cloud. Okay, I gave it a point. Give away a spoiler. Okay, the show actually at the end of the day is not as bad as I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. All right, a lot of people who watched it say they hated it.
Yeah,
but also one or two say it was so-so. I belong to the so-so crowd.
Okay,
It was at least better than Fantastic Four 1.
Wait. The ultimate. You must pair. You must match it up against.
Oh, the
Daredevil.
About there lah. A bit higher than Daredevil.
Okay, so
but better than Catwoman, way better. It's better than the first. It's funnier. It had great Silver Surfer CG, great action, better action, a lot more action. Could have been so much better.
Hey, but still 5-1. Walao, bully ah, 5-1.
But it was fun. It was just a fun thing. Like, going low expectations. Watch it at the digital 4K cinema. It'd be quite fun. Yeah. The best scene, unfortunately, is the fight scene that you see in the trailer, the long trailer. Alrighty. That's Fantastic Four 2 for you. What you guys watch?
Yeah, I watch Hula Girls. Hula Girls is a Japanese movie.
Ah.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Last time. Okay, the last time we talked about it, we got Movie Mama all curious about Japanese hula dancing. The last Japanese movie I watched was The Sinking of Japan.
Okay, that was bad.
You know, it's a disaster flick.
Yeah, it was a disaster in every way. Carry on.
In any case, this movie is far from your disaster flick movie. Okay. In fact, as far as I know, it's not your typical Jap film either. It's not Hollywood either. So that's cool. Back in the 60s, the Japanese mining industry was in decline. You know, lah, they were modernization and all that crap after the war and everything. And they find alternative fuels and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So this small town somewhere up in the north of Japan, I won't even bother trying to say the name, but I'm going to try. Joban. Josh Joban.
Okay.
Never mind. The town leaders cook up a plan to save the economy of the town by building Japan's first Hawaiian village. I know what you're thinking. What the hell do Japanese mining villagers have any idea or any clue about Aloha or King Kamehameha or the Luau and all the food? You know, back in the 60s, Japan, very traditional mindset.
Oh, okay.
The woman must stay in the house and look after the wasabi.
Okay.
And Kimikyo, a coal miner's daughter, sees hula dancing as a way to escape from, you know, it's like this town has been coal mining for eternity. My dad was a coal miner. My dad's dad was a coal miner. And yeah, his dad, yeah.
So is it kind of like a Billy Elliot kind of story? I mean, not necessarily in terms of talent,
really.
But like...
Because it more revolves around the teacher that they bring in to teach the girls how to hula.
Is he cute?
Yeah, is he cute?
She...
Oh, she cute?
Ah, damn it.
It's Miss Hirayama from Tokyo. Trained hula, Japanese hula.
Watashi wa anata wo aishite imasu.
Was she hot?
Okay, yeah. Not like GTO like that.
Kimikyo cute.
Oh, okay, cute. Okay.
Cute,
cute is chill and cute.
Cute. Okay, this Hirayama chick, okay? She's very, very independent, which is unheard of in Japanese culture at the time.
Right, in the 60s, yeah.
In the 60s. She's like the independent woman, very much what Beyonce is talking about. And the people in town are kind of like disgusted by her upfront independentness. What she represents is pretty much how the traditional mindsets of Japan have changed over the years.
I mean, they use that as an outlet. That's part of the culture, yeah. Mm.
There's some really amusing moments in the movie. You got this not so pleasant looking girl called Sayuri. And half the time you're wondering whether she can dance hula.
And she ends up being the best hip shaker ever.
The key thing is that her dad.
Her dad hula.
No. Oh. Her dad is one of those modern thinking Japanese men for the 60s. Because he's totally fine with his daughter shaking all of her hips in front of men.
Right.
But she's shy, I suppose. Poor girl.
You should go and watch. I don't want to spoil too much.
Okay.
Yeah. All in all, the movie was very well written. It's apparently a new director who's very young as well. The characters were full of detail and full of life. That I actually felt transported back into that time when I was watching the movie. Much more so than watching Karate Kid 3 when he went back to Japan with Mr. Miyagi.
And Ultraman didn't show up in the middle of the show.
Correct, yeah, exactly. And yeah, it also provided a very nice commentary about changing social values in Japan. And I think we can see something similar in our small island as well. And although it didn't win an Oscar, it was nominated for Best Foreign Film.
Wow. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So it's showing in the cinemas, huh?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So I liked it, and I think it's worth checking out. But Transformers Die Hard first.
You see, that's the thing, you see. Everyone's going crazy about blockbusters this month. I mean, it's all the summer big hits that's coming up from Hollywood. However, the movie I'm talking about this week is not. It is an indie film, okay? So we don't normally talk about this, but this movie is beautiful. And it made the two people who made the movie go broke. They actually owe credit card companies over 100,000 US.
Ew. Hi, my name's Aaron.
I'm Susan.
And we have uploaded our entire feature film, Four Eyed Monsters, to YouTube.
Just so you know, the film cost us to be in a lot of credit card debt. And, we haven't even really begun to pay off.
Yeah, and therefore...
Hey, what kind of credit card I want?
They maxed out their friends' credit cards as well.
Oh,
so they're
that's
getting,
how you do it.
Yeah, they're desperate for money at the moment, but I'll talk about that later. The thing is, these are two young people, I mean, in their 20s from the States, okay? And when my friend first sent me the link, YouTube link, that said Four-Eyed Monsters, I thought, oh, cute animation clip. Right. I want to go and click. Then I saw the time, 72 minutes long, I need died, okay? But then after watching the first 5 minutes, that's it. It was one I knew that this movie was going to be special. And it starts with these two people, all right? Aaron, I'm not trying to be Angmoa, it's A-R-I-N.
Okay.
Aaron and Susan. And they first introduced the film saying, we're in debt, but we want to share this with the world. You know, YouTube supports us, so we're putting it on. And it's about a simple film about falling in love in the real world. So you see these two people and how they met online via Friendster. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, like, you know? So you don't expect big Hollywood names, no budget, no animated penguins. But such a breath of fresh air.
No hula dancing as well.
No hula dancing, no. So one striking thing about the film are really the beautiful shots, all the way from New York to Vermont, okay, it's in the States. And it's about these two people. One is an art student. Okay, Susan plays an art student who is trying to make a living as a waitress. And he is a wannabe filmmaker who cuts wedding videos to make ends meet. So you already see these are very regular people, all right, in the industry. They meet online, they fall in love, sort of, because they're both very awkward people. And therefore, the title, Four Eyed Monsters, because they look around them and every couple makes a monster. Four eyes, two mouths, you know? So it's like what appears to be a very simple story will move you greatly. At first, they're so shy and they're so not used to communicating in a normal way. Like, I'm talking to you guys now, right? He started out by writing to her notes and literally communicating, do you want an apple? You know, tear off a piece of note paper and da-da-da. And you see how their relationship changes to a point where she tries to write with a pen, no more ink, and she says, there's no more ink here. She screams out for the first time they speak and she slams the door and she walks.
It ran out. You're not going to say anything.
character. I mean, there are little things like that. It's like some of the shot, and they have animation in this film as well.
Oh.
Yeah, stop motion. It is just simple. It's beautiful. It's very intimate. And I'm ranting again, okay? I highly, highly recommend this for anyone who's been in love. And I think what touched me the most was right at the end of the film, they actually showed and they documented their own struggles with the film. And you see them break down. And as a couple, their relationship changed as well. For better or for worse, you all go and find out, you know, because they're a couple in real life. So I think it's great that, you know, as mentioned before, that the filmmakers maxed out the credit cards, but they were willing to share the entire film on YouTube for the world. And right now, I think out of their $100,000 debt that they're asking for people for donations, the US have given them close to $20,000 already.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and they've won awards all over the States. So this is going global, I think. You know,
but awards just cannot eat one,
Exactly, that's the thing.
So you go YouTube.
You go YouTube. No, basically you don't have to go to YouTube. Just go to foureyedmonsters.com. Four-eyed monsters, the words.
Spell it out.
.com. F-O-U-R-E-Y-E-D-M-O-N. Don't know what it is. S-T-E-R-S-S. Not
plural, plural. Foureyedmonsters.com.
But I have to say something else.
Okay.
They are not the first ones to do this. I don't know who's the first one to do this, but we did it first. Singapore. Origination, have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put up their movie online as well, Becoming Royston. So it's not new, but I think this is a very good trend. It's a very good trend. And they release it in episodes as well. So those who don't want to load the whole thing can just load slowly. Go to check out foreignmonsters.com, origination.com, you know, watch these kind of movies because it's an alternative to cinema, but it's not a drop in standard.
Okay, cool. That's the See What Show for this week. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Hula Girls, and Four-Eyed Monsters. Thanks for joining us. Next week, Transformers. So next week I won't be here. I'll be in Paris, but we'll be talking about Transformers.
Are you staying at the Hilton?
Paris Hilton. Yes, actually.
You're staying at the Hilton?
Yeah, I am.
So you'll be in Paris?
In Paris, in Hilton.
Will you be going in the back door?
No. Ah, door.
Fran. Bye.
Bye.
A production of C. What? Show.com.